Friends, this is kind of an interesting Sunday in the celebration of this season. I mean, we very specifically in our part of the Christian tradition have themes associated with the various Sundays in Advent and traditions about the observance of the birth of Christ in worship service on services on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And then, of course, Epiphany next Sunday. And then there's this one that falls kind of in the middle. And as it happens in the calendar, the secular calendar, it's the Sunday that marks the end beginning of a new year. And those two themes kind of come together. And it's, you know, that season when people get together and decide whether they'll make New Year's resolutions or not. Some seriously, some not very seriously. Even some of the serious resolutions end up getting taken very seriously. But it's a moment for us as Christ's people to pause. In the midst of our observance, this annual observance of the birth of Christ, a moment for us to pause and draw back and take a look at what we are celebrating. The other events of Advent, those being events of anticipation of the birth of Christ, and Christmas, the birth, and Epiphany also, in a way, celebrating the birth and the international or for the world aspects of the birth, because of the fact that the Magi were not people of Israel. But here we are, in between, with some time to think about it all. And, you know, it is a season in which we should rejoice that we have been empowered by Christ. This makes us draw back a little, you see, from the infant in the manger in Bethlehem being celebrated by the shepherds. It makes us take a step backwards and realize that this infant whose birth was being appropriately recognized is the one who is the Lord's Messiah, who came to fulfill promises of generations and generations before. And it's not just a nice story, it's not just a birth story, but it's a story of God's intervention, an intervention that was completed in the whole of Christ's life, not just at his arrival. Now, I want to suggest just a few things that we can bear in mind as we move forward from this point. In keeping with the New Year's theme, you know, why do people make New Year's resolutions? Well, they want to start over in some parts of their lives. They want to change some things about who they are or what they do. Well, for us, the arrival of Jesus Christ, the Lord's Messiah, is an absolute starting over. Because what do we have in Christ? We have a new birth, a new beginning. The old is gone. The new is here. We have, in Christ, by his grace, experienced pardon and forgiveness, a new life in Christ. And that's a wonderfully empowering thing, because we no longer need to be encumbered by things which weighed us down and prevented us from being the people that the Lord created us to be. But in Christ, we are freed, restarted, renewed, reborn to be the people God desires us to be. And therefore, we are richly, richly blessed in that new beginning. Also in Christ, we have something which is not a new theme for us, but in Christ, we need to remember that we are empowered by the fact that we have an experience of the love of God. Both it is, of course, the love of God that sends his Son as the Messiah, the Redeemer, and then we experience that individually and personally as we come to faith in Christ. And we are no longer people adrift in the universe, wondering if we have a place. We do have a place. Christ has empowered us to have a new beginning, and one in which we know that we are loved by the Lord Almighty in the person of his Son. I mentioned just one more thing that we have in Christ that represents our empowerment as his followers. And that is, Christ, in the course of his ministry, spoke often of God's gift of prayer. And Christ invited his followers to make that experience of prayer more personal, that they should come before their Heavenly Father in his name and make their needs and petitions known to him. Now, we understand this is not some abracadabra magic. It's not something that God says, well, whatever little whim you have, I'm here to fulfill it. But we are never alone, because the Lord is always at hand. We are never in a spot where we have no one, because the Lord is accessible to us wherever we are. And God's gift of prayer, made personal in Jesus Christ, is a tremendously empowering gift. So being set free from sin, being assured of the Lord's love, being assured of access to the Father in prayer through Jesus Christ anytime. What a wonderful strength that brings to Christ's people. And something else, which I won't go into in as much detail this morning, but is that, of course, Christ's coming, part of Christ's coming was to also bring about the coming, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. as Christ developed his ministry and teaching with his followers, and as they could understand what he was telling them, he introduced the matter that God would send his Spirit in a special and powerful personal way to guide his people. And so we don't have to stumble around wondering what the Lord intends, for the Lord guides his people by the presence of his Spirit. And his Spirit is there for all his people who are his in Jesus Christ. And we are the benefactors of that. And God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the power of Pentecost, represents the ongoing presence of God in our lives, wherever we are, whatever the circumstances. We are in the presence of God. We are so richly blessed and empowered. So, come back next week. What we're going to do next Sunday is to reflect on the fact that what had been up until this time something primarily directed to the people of Israel, it now becomes obvious that this is good news for the world. Thanks be to God.